I am working on a story here. I actually just got a little pitch about your sort of, I guess, alternatives to Halloween candy, and I'm actually working on a story on that. So I guess I wanted to just start with asking a little bit about your background. Are you a nutritionist or?
Yeah, I have a PhD in nutritional science.
Okay, got it. And so how long have you been doing this?
Gosh, I think forever.
Forever? Forever's a long time.
Well, I'm pretty old, but no.
Okay.
At least a decade.
Mm-hmm. And so do you see patients, clients?
I see patients sometimes. I work with a lot of clinics and therapists because I do a lot with how food affects substance abuse. Which I know isn't your story, but...
That's interesting, though.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
I'll tell you real quick.
Sure.
When somebody's addicted to something, which, by the way, sugar is addicting.
Right.
So, in a sense, it's, somewhat the same. But what happens in a real easy way is you have these clusters of cells called opiate receptors.
Mm-hmm.
When they get stimulated, they release chemicals. Those chemicals go to your frontal cortex, and they stimulate the dopamine, and the dopamine is produced, which gives you that feel-good feeling, and that goes to the middle brain and eventually takes over that part. So the substance that you're abusing is equal in your mind to survival. And that's how you get addicted. Well, so when you go to a clinic and you stop taking the drugs, which is great, and they try to figure out what was making you take the drugs, you know, problems with your youth or divorce or, you know, anything like that, that's extremely important. But what they don't do in a lot of cases is change the food, because if you, what most people do, and you'll see it if you ever go to an NA or an AA meeting, everybody is smoking cigarettes.
Right.
And everybody's eating candy.
Mm-hmm.
Because both nicotine and sugar is probably the biggest culprit, cause the same thing. They stimulate the opiate receptors and they cause a dopamine response. Not as strong as heroin or something like that, but it causes the same response. So that's why the relapse rate is 85%. If you change the way they're eating, plus do all the other things, at least in my case, my relapse rate is a little less than 50%, which is still, to me, terrible, but it's a lot better than 85%.
Right. Okay, that's interesting.
I'm sorry, I know that wasn't your subject.
No, it's always good to hear about. Yeah, don't apologize. So to go back to talking a little bit about, alternatives to Halloween candy, is this something, just as a nutritionist, you struggle with over the years, finding a sort of sweet treat that is not as unhealthy as your typical Snickers?
Yeah, I have those, and I have a list of them that I'll go over with you. But some of the things that the parents should try to do is, first of all, make sure the child is eating healthy to begin with. And if they're having enough healthy fats and enough protein and some carbohydrates, but the healthier ones like vegetables and fruits, and they won't have the normal strong cravings for sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll make it a little easier.
Okay.
The other thing is to make sure they're very well hydrated, because people, especially kids, mistake thirst for hunger.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're thirsty, they'll eat more candy.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do things like that, that'll help. And some other things are, depending on the age of the kid, explain to them why candy isn't, could hurt them. It rots your teeth, it could make you excessively, too heavy, it affects all things. Now, if they're 2 years old, that's not going to help you. But if they're 8 or 9 or 10, they can understand some of those things. And what I try to do is talk to them, besides the different healthier candies, is to have things like, where you blow the bubbles, they have little bottles of it.
Okay.
You know, and things that are fun that kids like those temporary tattoos, a ball and jacks, if you know, anything besides candy, and make it fun. Something that I used to do with my kids after they'd collect all their candy, I would trade them, and I would take all of their candy, and I would buy them a small toy, like a water gun or a ray gun or, you know, whatever it is to get the candy out of there. But if we could do other things besides candy, the idea of the holiday isn't just to eat candy, it's to have fun.
Right. So,
now I could give you a bunch of different things that are healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's my question. You know, I've talked to a couple of nutritionists, and whenever I'm like, so is there a candy-like treat that is healthy? And everyone's kind of like, well, candy is candy. Sugar is sugar.
Okay, but I could give you some that are way less unhealthy.
Okay.
That's what you... one is called Newman's Own AWN Chocolate. It's organic chocolate with no additives and no high fructose corn syrup, no dyes, nothing like that.
Okay.
And it's dark chocolate, which is the healthier of the chocolates.
Right.
Another one is Annie's Organic Fruit Snacks. This is vegan, it's gelatin-free, it's fat-free, and it's naturally gluten-free. Gluten-free. There's no additives or preservatives. It's certified organic. It's made with real fruit juices. So that's a good alternative.
Okay.
Another one is Pirate Booty. B-O-O-T-Y. These are gluten-free cheese puffs, and they're a great alternative to candy.
Okay.
Another one is Planters Nut and Seed Mix. It's rich in healthy fats, and you know, there's no added sugar to it, no dyes, preservatives, any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is Earth Balls Fair Trade Milk Chocolate. It's great tasting fair trade chocolate balls that are wrapped in paper that looks like the earth, so they can learn a little something, but it has no additives or preservatives to it. Another one is Pure Fun Fruit Rocks. These are delicious hard candies that are made of organic ingredients and real fruit juice. And they don't have anything added to them. So, again, I don't want to say these are healthy because they still have, like, natural sugar in it, but they're a lot less unhealthy.
Okay.
I have four more. Another one is Yummy Earth Organic Lollipops.
Okay.
They're USDA certified organic. They contain no artificial colors or corn syrup, and they come in like 20 flavors.
Okay.
Another one is Endangered Species Bug Bites. These are bite-sized squares of organic milk chocolate that come with insect trading cards from the endangered species list. So they could trade them in fun. And I think they also donate like 10% of their profits to like a wildlife conservation.
Okay.
Two more. Another one is Betty Lou's Organic Golden Smackers.
Okay.
These are nut butter balls. And it's organic chocolate and peanut butter. And again, it's a lot less unhealthy than the normal. And the last one I have is Equal Exchange Mini Chocolates. If you're expecting to give out a lot of candy for Halloween, these come in small little pieces, and they come from, you know, they're organic, and they come from farmers cooperatives in South America, but they're relatively, you know, compared to the normal, they're relatively healthy.
I just have to ask, are you sponsored by any of these companies?
No. It's just a list that I had for you.
Okay.
I wish.
Okay.
If you could put in a good word for me, they're probably... I don't even think they're really that big, the companies.
Okay.
No, so, I'm not sponsored, but...
It sounds like they're not exactly, like, healthy. Like, these aren't things that you'd want to be eating every day, you know, for a treat after every meal, but they're a little bit healthier than...
Well, I'd say they're a lot healthier than regular candy.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't call them health, you know, say, hey, have this instead of a piece of chicken.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But some of them are pretty healthy, like Planters Nut and Sea Trail Mix.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty healthy.
Okay.
But all the rest of them, chocolate, you know, a little chocolate's okay, but to have it like after every meal.
Right.
You know, that'd be a little much.
Yeah.
But compared to the regular, the 10 that I just gave you, are far healthier than anything, you know, any regular candy.
Right.
You know, than a Snickers bar.
Okay.
Remember before I was talking about that the people that have a substance abuse problem, when they go off of it, they switch to sugar?
Right.
You don't see any of those people eating this stuff.
Right. You probably wish they were, right?
Yeah, it'd be a lot better.
Yeah, definitely. What else would you like to add?
Just what I said at the beginning. The best thing to do is to have them not be dying to have candy and have other fun things, like I listed before, bubbles, tattoos, you know, different things like that. Don't deprive them of everything, because then they'll just sneak it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could let them have some fun things and then one or two pieces of something not that unhealthy, relatively, they'll be a lot better off, because sugar is a huge problem in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the single largest addiction that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you could do to keep them away from the sugar without becoming the food police is helpful.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time, Dr. Kantor. Before I let you go, can I just have you spell your first and last name for me?
Sure. Keith, K-E-I-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
Kantor, K-A-N-T-O-R. Do you want my website for this?
Sure.
It's www.drkeithkantor.com.
Okay. And where are you based out of? What city?
Suwanee, Georgia.
Great.
Do you know how to spell Suwanee?
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time, Dr. Kantor.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.